Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Local Memo, Sochi's podcast where we focus on recent changes and updates in the local search space in order to help you prepare for the week ahead. I'm Dustin Hayes, Director of Brand Marketing and PR at Sochi, and I'm joined by my co-host, Damian Rawson, Sochi's Director of Market Insights. Thanks for joining us today. Now, let's jump into this week's memo.
Hello, and our first item for this week, TikTok has surpassed Google as the most popular domain of 2021. This is according to a new report, the new annual report from Cloudflare, which places TikTok at the top of internet domains by popularity for the first time. This achievement represents massive growth for TikTok, which placed seventh in domain popularity in 2020, with Google taking the top position. TikTok unseated Google several times during the course of 2021 and maintained first position consistently from September through December, pushing Google to second place. Facebook took third place for the year, followed by Microsoft, which includes Office 365 and Teams, and then Apple and Amazon in that order. Next, Miriam Ellis, writing for the Moz blog, has created a new compendium of local search stats, which should be of interest to many of us in the industry. The intent of the compendium is to offer findings that will help local SEOs explain the importance of their work. Stats in the report come from numerous sources and are broken down into several headings, including the overall significance of local search, stats on winning tactics in local, and facts about the state of local SEO as an industry. Just a few stats that I found particularly interesting, as I haven't seen them mentioned much elsewhere. First, live chat usage increased 85% during the pandemic. 78% of consumers would prefer to interact with local businesses via text. The biggest factor influencing conversions from Google is the business's average rating. Next, Google hides website links in 59% of local packs, presumably as a means of promoting zero-click search. And finally, calls to businesses via Google business profiles increased 61% in the first half of 2020. For our next item, Meta is preparing to roll out ad targeting changes that were announced several weeks ago. In fact, we covered that news when it first broke. Meta, the Facebook parent company, is getting ready to roll out changes that will make ad targeting less specific to certain demographic characteristics of audiences that are considered to be especially sensitive, including health-related topics, sexual orientation, religious practices, and political beliefs. The changes impact new campaigns starting on January 19th. Already running campaigns impacted by the changes will be allowed to continue until March. It's unknown as yet whether other social media platforms will adjust their targeting capabilities in light of the changes from Meta, which has been under especially intense scrutiny, as we know. Meta also hasn't indicated whether these changes will be followed by any others.
Google has added a Mark as Special checkbox to product listings in Google Business Profiles. Checking the box causes selected items to appear at the top of the profile's list of products for sale. Users can select multiple products as quote-unquote special, causing all selected products to appear before any others. According to a post on Twitter, selected products show up more prominently in initial Google search results on both desktop and mobile, but products are shown in a random order when you click through to view all. Phil Rozek has 10 suggestions for things to check first if you experience a sudden, significant drop in the rankings of your Google profile or local website. His suggestions include using Search Console to detect patterns and ranking changes to your website pages, analyzing any recent ranking changes from competitors, whether legitimate or spam-fueled, checking for any inadvertent removals or changes of content to your site, and comparing the performance of various locations if you have a multi-location business. Rozek has many other recommendations and more detail behind each of those I've mentioned, so the full post is definitely worth checking out. The historic growth experienced by food delivery apps during the first few months of the pandemic in 2020 has continued into 2021, despite the gradual restoration of dine-in as an option at many restaurants. Business of Apps is projecting that the global market for delivery apps will be found to have reached $120 billion for 2021 and will increase to $300 billion by 2027. Global installs of food delivery apps has increased 25% in 2020 and 21% in 2021. App sessions increased 88% in 2020 and 43% in 2021. According to Business of Apps, the most successful food delivery apps are those that offer web-based ordering in addition to ordering via mobile app, as well as those that practice effective app store optimization and email marketing. That's a wrap on this week's memo. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to check us out at meetsoshi.com and the Soshi blog, where you'll find more information about the topics we've covered here. You can also subscribe to the Local Memo on your favorite podcast service so you'll never miss an episode. I'm Dustin Hayes, along with Damian Rawlinson, and we'll see you next week on the Local Memo.